We're going to call the Sullivan County Water District meeting here at 7 o'clock on May the... What?
10th.
10th. I'll just be looking, see, right there, yeah. All right, we better... Got any public? Don't believe you do that unless you're doing a huge job. And then we'll go to tab one, consent agreement.
Make motion to approve the consent agreement as printed.
Second.
Got a motion and second for consent agreement. Any comment? All right, we'll vote all in favor. Aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposition. Tab two.
Tab two is the... We started this conversation about the conversion to chloramines a couple of months ago. Last month, we talked a little bit about the Friesen Nichols proposal. Remember, the first proposal we got from Friesen Nichols was in the amount of $374,000. Now, it included some water modeling, $84,000 of water modeling, which was really outside of the scope of what, you know, we're wanting to do. So that Friesen Nichols original proposal that we looked at on the 11th would have been in the amount of $290,000 just for the chloramine conversion that we wanted, which represented, you know, almost 100% of the budget for that job, which was around a little over $300,000 for the, you know, the actual work. At that last meeting, y'all asked me to get with Hibbs and Todd. InProtect Hibbs and Todd is a company out of Abilene. They have an office over in Granbury. They're the engineering firm that coincidentally is the city of Glen Rose's engineering firm as well. They've done work for us before in the past. They designed the park for us. You know, we kind of ran into this same thing when we were doing this park design, is we let Friesen Nichols give a proposal on that, and we felt like they were high on it, and so we hired Hibbs and Todd, you know, a smaller firm. Larry, you'd worked with those guys before, hadn't you, in the past?
Hibbs and Todd, yeah.
When he was out in Andrews, Larry had worked with them before, and Larry liked working with them. Anyway, we let them do the park for us, and we have a good working relationship with those guys out of that Granbury office. So anyway, y'all asked me to get a proposal from Hibbs and Todd. I did, and you can see the dollar amount that they came back with, which was $69,000. Now, in fairness to Friesen Nichols, after that meeting, I told them Friesen Nichols, you know, what we were doing, and they got in there and they cleaned up their proposal. They lowered it another $130,000. They got it down, their proposal down to $169,000 after they, you know, learned that we were not just going to give it to them. So anyway, they got down to $169,000, but still, Hibbs and Todd is $100,000 lower than them on their first, you know, first shot at it. And so anyway, the guys, I like the proposal that they've given us. It's doing what we're wanting them to do, which is, you know, take a hard look at doing the chloramines and possibly change our disinfectant method to chloramines if we can get it worked out economically, and if we can get, if, you know, we can make it work with the city of Glen Rose. So anyway, my recommendation is award contract to InProtect Hibbs and Todd in the amount of $69,000 and get them going on this conversion, and let's just see, you know, see if we can make it work. If it turns out that we can't make it work with the city of Glen Rose, and we can't blend our chloramine water with their groundwater, then, you know, we'll just stop at that point. We won't end up paying them the full amount. We'll just end up paying them the preliminary design amount if we can't end up, you know, making it work out. I think we will. I think we'll figure out a way to do it. I mean, lots of entities do.
Well, if Friesen Nichols has a plan, why wouldn't Todd Hobson and Todd have used the same method, and it would work with the city.
Well, it, Friesen Nichols didn't know 100% that it was going to work. I mean, they had, we had a pretty good idea it was going to work, but until we actually make some chloramine water and blend it, I don't think we're going to know how well it's going to work. I think there's, you know, there's a 99% chance it's going to work. We may or may not have to convert the city to chloramine. We might have to convert them to chloramine, and they may not be willing to go along with that. They may want to stay free chlorine. So it's at some point we got to involve the city. I still think, you know, the way we're selling water to the city today, where during the winter months, you know, we're selling them their water, during the summer months they're using groundwater, they might be able to stay on free chlorine. That's one of the things that the engineering firm is gonna have to look at right up front, to see if the city can just switch from chloramine water to chlorinated water at that cutoff when they go from our water to their groundwater. Or, you know, you never know. It may be that the makeup of our chloramine water will just blend with their chlorinated water. I mean, there's a chance that you know, nothing will have to happen with regard to the city. But, you know, that's why we're hiring that firm, is to look at it. But that, I'd say there's a 99% chance we're gonna be able to make it work out. I'm optimistic that it will work out. But if it doesn't, if we absolutely can't get it done, we'll just continue, you know, plodding along like we are.
Were the bids sealed when you're seed in the open at the same time?
Well, you know, they're not actually bids, they're just proposals. And the one from Friesen Nichols I actually took last month. So yeah, but they come to me in an email.
They didn't come back and bid again after they bid.
No, they followed up with another email to me and said, well, listen, if y'all are trying to get the price down, we can do this, this, and this. And so they just revised their proposal, their original proposal. It's, you know, it's a little bit aggravating that we didn't get their best proposal from.
Yeah, it's way past aggravating.
From day one.
Yes.
You know, I would have hoped that we, you know, we would get their best shot on day one, and yeah, I think
they should have submitted the bid, their best bid, not the bid they wanted.
Right.
And I'm afraid they pick us like a chicken. I make a motion we approve the Hibbs and Todd contract.
I second.
Okay, one question. Even though that's not a bid, we know that it will be.
It's a proposal. When you're dealing with professional services like an engineering contract, it's just treated the same as your attorney's contract, and it's treated a little bit different than just a firm construction bid. That $69,000, that's a not to exceed price to design this whole thing. If we get, you know, we start out with basic preliminary design, you know, we get into the preliminary design and we'll have to pay them X number of dollars for that. Then when we get into final design, we'll pay them another amount. Now, if we never do get to final design, if it were to end at preliminary design, if it were to turn out that, you know, that we just couldn't, they can't figure out a way to do it, you know, then we just stop right then. But then we would pay the, you know, the final design. Then when we get to the bid solicitation, where we advertise for construction bids, we'll pay them for their time on that part of it. And then when we get into construction phase, we get a certain number of visits from those guys, and we'll pay. So we just pay them guys as we progress through the construction process, just to design.
Till
we get to the total amount. Now that at the back of it, they've got their hourly breakdown, and they show how they came up with that $69,000. Show how many, that very last page is, shows all, everything that they budgeted for it, and it shows how much the engineers, how many hours the engineers are projecting, and how, and their costs and, everything. So it breaks down the whole, their whole fee schedule, which is.
All right, we've got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes, carries. I'm gonna go to tab three.
Tab three, this is, an item that we've had on our, had, we have every year, here for the last maybe 5, 6, 7 years. When we prepared our budget last summer for, water supply, John's budget for running water extensions, you know, we always put as much money as we can in it. Everything that we have left in our budget, we dump in there. Last year, it was, $846,000, and, you know, we've got a really good contractor. CJB won the bid on our water line extension again, and those guys are doing a really good job. And they're moving fast. We've had some, you know, prior to this last rain, we've had good weather for them, and we've just almost expended that amount. And we're in a spot, you know, we can either stop running water lines, or we can, revise our budget and add some money to it. The way everything's going up right now, I mean, we're locked in with CJB at a pretty good price, you know, and I think they're locked in on buying their pipe through the manufacturers. So, you know, I think
that might be a problem in the future, buying that pipe.
It very likely will be. It's certainly going to be a lot more expensive because their construction costs are just going through the roof. So my recommendation is to just put in as much pipe as we can through the end of the year. I mean, we're just now getting into the summer, you know, when it's the best time of year for us to
weather's better.
Yeah, weather gets better. It gets, you know, things get easier. They get more efficient. My recommendation is, you know, take a $500,000 out of reserves and just keep on plugging through the end of the fiscal year. Where I'd like to take that is, you know, every year we've been carrying $1.8 million over from one year to the next. And it's just, you know, our reserve. It's not in our investment account. It's in our reserve. And I'm asking you guys to let me use $500,000 of that 1.8 that we carry over. It'll just mean, and there's nothing magic about $1.8 million. That's just what it's been, you know, and moving forward.
We're gonna need every bit of that to do the upgrades on the treatment plant.
We're gonna need
the next 3 years.
Now what I was planning on getting that money was the interest on that mm-hmm. reserve. It's at $300,000 or $400,000 right now, so I was gonna.
Yeah, that'd get us through the chloramines, but if we do another skid.
If we do another skid,
it's
yes, we'll
be over $1 million.
Yeah, we'll need that.
Yeah, which will probably be fine in $1.3 million. You want just $1.3 million?
It will be. If you'll look at this this backup that I've got behind this thing, it's our water extension list that I show you every month. Skip to the third page of that, if you would, and you'll see that yellow line on there.
Yeah.
You'll see where we're at up there. County Road 2007 is underway. That yellow line for me kind of represents the light at the end of the tunnel. That's all the jobs we've got left that I think are pressing right now. Those are the jobs that we've got to get done.
That's roughly $1.6 million.
1.8.
1.8.
Yep, that's $1.8 million. That represents $1.8 million, and I'm asking you to fund $500,000 of it. So that's going to be
1.3.
That'll be 1.3 is all we've got left that are really pressing that have to be done. That have to be done. So we're getting close to the end of the line on.
It's 2 years worth of extensions after this year.
Yes. Or a year, maybe even a year and a half.
Right.
If things work out well. So.
How much of the county, or is the bottom portion, is that just what's left in the Right now, we're...
Those are jobs that people have asked us to do, but for one reason or another, they're not pressing. Some of them are physically impossible, like if you look at 2009 Fossil Rim Overlook, I've got that on there because we've got lots of people wanting water up there, but that one's gonna take another pump station. All of those, from there on down, all of those are difficult to do or not, they're not pressing anymore. So, and there's even another, there's another page of them there. None of them do I think that we'll, I don't think we'll do them anytime soon. Just the ones above that yellow line are the ones that I think that I'll end up recommending that we do. If we've got excess money that we don't have obligated for anything else, we might start throwing it at some of them jobs there. But I don't think that after we get past that yellow line, there's going to be a real pressing need to do those. If we're needing to make some improvements down at the treatment plant, I think that
we can get the improvements made.
Yeah, until we get the improvements made.
So you're down to the gray line at this point.
Yes, sir. We're at that gray. We're on the job right below that.
We're on that
job right below the gray line, County Road 2007.
It's going to take over a year, I think, until we get to the point of looking at construction on that plant.
I think that's probably realistic.
So we'll have plenty of time to revise the budget.
Absolutely.
If we have to.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I agree.
I think we're in good shape.
I make a motion to move the $500 into the construction budget.
Second. My motion is second. Any further comment? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye.
First thing I've got on there is the preliminary appraisal values. Wes just brought this to us last week. I don't know if y'all looked at y'all's appraisals yet, but man, all residential stuff way. Power plant's about the same, but residential values are way up.
What did you call it? In trouble with the state?
Yeah, I bet that's it.
He's all of his comps are up for last year. And hold your hat, because it's looking like you're going to have the same song next year. Even the comps he's getting this year are even up compared to last year. And he can't ignore those because of the comptroller audits on them. Then they withhold funds to schools. He's raising the least amount that he has.
Yeah, there's no choice. When the state puts the pressure on you to do that,
right.
You need to do it.
And, right. But he said all the comps are even coming in higher than last year.
You know, the way we're structured, though, with the power plant making up such a big percentage, it really doesn't affect the bottom line for us. That if you the total taxable value of $2,500,000 last year. We were, with the plant value about the same, we were at $2,486,000.
Yeah, there's no new revenue.
It doesn't really even add that much revenue for the county for us to, when we have to bump people's appraisals up like that. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It hits people hard at home because,
It does, and Wes is well aware of that. And he knows it doesn't help the entities any for the residential value.
Yeah, people think that the entities are trying to squeeze more money out of them, but it really doesn't affect the entities that much. It's just because the plant makes such a big.
A bunch of them being the valuation $100,000 before.
Yeah.
They've been so undervalued on the homes or.
That's exactly right.
I don't understand this and that.
Well, you remember what we were in trouble with West King.
Oh, it was awful.
We were 50 million short, but it was them. It wasn't us. I mean, it's their accountants.
Right.
And he won that.
So he'll, and Wes is expecting that this number, this $2.5 billion is probably gonna go down a little bit, because he'll have some appeals and protests and they'll adjust. They'll alter it, but it'll only come down from there. He said it may come down as much as 20 billion, so it may get real close to last year's number as we go down.
The main thing is the power plant doesn't get devalued some.
That's right. I mean, well,
that's the key.
You know, with the power plant, letting everybody know that, you know, they're going after that new permit, that's good news. And I think this cold spell that we had this year, next year, they made a lot of money. And that's, you know, that's how they value that plant, is based on, you know, the wholesale price of electricity. And it looks like it may tick up a little bit some next year. So we may just have higher values all the way around next year, which is good. It's good when the plant's on the uptrend. And with higher wholesale prices, that'll maybe get it moving back up.
And the plant asked for another 20 years.
Yes, sir.
Do we know whether they've had any answers?
No, I think that's a long process, I think. They're just getting started.
Probably 3 years.
Yeah, probably, I would guess. It'll take quite a while.
They'll get it extended.
Well, I would think so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it that plant after that freeze, those two nukes make up this one in the South Texas. They make up such a big part of the base supply. I think they're more. They seem they're probably more valuable to, yeah, you know, the states.
Cheap electricity when you have it.
Yeah.
Another question for you. Talking about the power plant and complaints, people going in and they'll fumble wind. Hey, so they lower. What does the state say about that?
No, they don't say anything. I mean, that's just due process.
If that happens, that comes on now.
Well, I think to answer your question, if the audit flags one that they think's too low and it had gone to the ARB, and you know, I think he can show that, and they will unflag it or whatever. They can see that it went through due process and that kind of was.
Sure.
But I'm sure it's on a per case example when they're auditing, you know, from the state. I'm not positive.
I think it would have taken next year.
That's where it was years ago.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Next thing on my report, if you skip back about three pages, you'll get into the Texas County District Retirement System. We don't get to vote on this anymore, but this shows what our retirement system is projecting as our payment, our percentage payment for next year. And that's it right there. That's the first page of it. If you'll go into the third page of it, you'll see a page here that looks like this. It's got that bar chart.
Page four.
Yeah, that's page four. There in the middle of it, you'll see where it says ending rate, and you'll see our 2018 rate was 11.11, our 2019 rate was 11.66, our 2020 rate was 11.57.
They held off as long as they could.
And this year they're jumping up to 14.74, so we're having a big, pretty big increase in our percentage. Yeah,
3%.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, they don't tell you why.
Well, maybe it's because it's low interest rates. They've been low, and they keep thinking, you know, it's a one or two anomaly, and it's not. You know, it keeps holding on, and so the returns are off.
And you could see, if you go just a couple of lines below what I just read you, the funded ratio, you know, that's the amount of money that our whole retirement plan is funded. We were at 98%, then 96.7, then 97.2. Now all of a sudden we're 93.9. percent funded because of the actuarial projections for this fund. You know, they're just, interest rates are just killing all of these retirement funds right now.
See, a special note up here says TCERS,
Long-term outlook anticipates returns will remain below historic norms. The forecast shows decreased returns across all asset classes. Is that so? I mean, they're just not getting any return on their money.
Right. Now, the good news to us is, you know, we're such a small organization, it's not a lot of money.
Like $2,000 to $3,000.
$2,000 or $3,000 is what it's going to cost us additionally in our contribution. But
in larger districts, 3% is going to match a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's going to hurt. Like the county, is on the same retirement plan, and it, you know, it'll hurt counties. It'll especially bigger counties. It's going to really. Yeah, it'll cause a lot of counties probably to decrease their benefits.
But it's more than $2,000 or $3,000. It has to be. I mean, it's 3% of the total salaries. I mean, we're paying for every employee.
Maybe I looked at I was looking at, we pay in about $5,000 a month.
Yeah, $5,000, so $60,000 a year. But you're going to have, if you have $1 million in salaries total, or $600,000, whatever it is, that's $18,000.
So it's $2,000 or $3,000 a month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's $2,000 or $3,000.
It's $2,000 or $3,000 a month. Yeah.
Yeah, it's $2,000 or $3,000 a month. It's going to be a significant jump.
That's what she told me, $2,000 or $3,000, and I was just thinking $2,000 or $3,000. So it's $2,000 or $3,000 a month. So yeah, it is.
I mean, what's our total barrel? $600,000, probably something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's going to be 3% or whatever the total is. And if it's $600,000, that's $18,000.
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Yeah. It's that's a big jump. That's the biggest jump since I've been on here.
Well, I put Kim on the spot. I just asked her that. This morning while she was trying to get ready. But we either have to pay it or reduce benefits to the employees. But
no, it's a great benefit to the employees.
It's something that we'll address whenever we get into our budget this year, this summer.
There's gonna be a lot of major reviews and things that are burning, you know, like
Harris
County and North County that have multi-million-dollar budgets.
Yeah, what about the federal government?
But
the feds passed it.
I think that's free money.
Next thing on that on my report is the water line extension. It's the same thing I just showed you a while ago, except I don't have that yellow line on there. We're still down here on County Road, County Line Road. That's County Road 2007. We ended up getting quite a few customers. Wanting to sign on there, so we're going.
Moving in down there.
A lot of people moving in down there. One of the people. We're still not making that entire loop. We're going to take it down to about that access to the Oaks. Because we get to a point there where there's a whole mile of nothing. So we're going to take it up to that point for now.
You've already come down the other way.
We've already come down the other way about as far as we have customers. We could go a little bit further from the other direction, but then we get to a spot where there's that old ranch there. There's a mile of nothing there, so we're not going to, we won't do that. What was this place?
Alec Phipps.
That's right. Yeah.
Bootlegger King. It's up real county.
From that we'll end up going to 1007 and then 308 as soon as we get County Line Road. But you know, we were gonna have to stop on County Road if we hadn't done that budget revision. But we'll just keep plugging along until we get to the end of the fiscal year. But things are going good. I mean, we've got a good contractor. We're ended up doing a lot of bores, it seems like right now. Lots of customers, and it's just the way it's working out. Lots of customers are coming in and filling out applications for properties that are on the opposite side of state highways from us. You know, people on FM 200, FM 56, FM 144, just lately we've gotten lots of customer requests. Even we're doing one right now for a customer on Highway 67 down west of town. So yeah, those, whenever we get customer requests on the opposite side of a state highway, those are expensive, but we made a decision a long time ago to charge those customers the same price as if they were, we didn't have to do a bore. And it works out, but it's just, you know, the way it is. Next thing.
They're getting a good deal.
They do. They are getting a good deal. It's a good deal to folks whenever they, you know, they get a, they come in, they pay us $500 for a tap, and, you know, some of them cost us 20 grand.
Yeah, really though, you know, it's not their fault they're on the opposite side of the road where we ran the water line. You know, we make it up on those that are on the right side, and then we have to pay for those that aren't.
Yeah. That's just, I mean, that's why.
I guess if you had enough bores, you'd be better off just running the water line on the other side.
And in some cases, we do that. We'll just do one bore, and then we'll run, you know.
Water line on the other side.
Run a water line on the other side. I think the one that we're doing on 67 right now, it's like that. There's a little, well, I'll tell you where it's at. As you're going out 67, you make that curve right before Fossil Rim, where Bobby Hills Ranch is.
Yes.
We're born from Bobby Hills Ranch back over to the north side of the highway, and there's about four or five houses in there, and we'll do one bore for five. We'll eventually get all five of them. What's that?
Well, that addition building now, but there'll be more.
Well, that now it's right before you get to that subdivision. We've already got that subdivision completely done, but it's those houses right on the highway, right there where that old. That I guess that's Ice Creek, maybe. That.
Yeah, well, Ice Creek's the other side.
I'm Mr. Hoffman. So,
that's the second choice I had to put the lake was on that creek. Well, by some, maybe the cemetery up there, same name. I don't remember who I am, y'all tell me.
Anyway, that's kind of the way it's been working out for us lately. We've been doing a lot of bore. Next thing that we've got is our water usage report. You can see, you know, our dollar amount that we sold last month, $40,000, as opposed to last April, we were at $41,000. So we're about the same spot as we were last year, and the year before we were at $43,000. The city just went on groundwater, so you know those.
Depending on how much rain you get.
Yeah, they start groundwater in May, June, July, August, September, and October, and then, you know, so they'll be on mostly groundwater through the next 6 months. And that's, you know, that's.
Of course, those new additions going east, city's not going to put, they won't.
That's right. They
won't get water there. So
they won't put water there. That'll be, you know.
That'll be us.
That'll be us.
Did the city annex all of what's on the east side there?
You know,
up to the,
I think it was 2005, the city annexed the golf course.
Yeah.
And that 100-acre tract that Jimmy Gosden now owns,
okay,
that they're looking at developing.
On the other side of the highway where the new station is.
They just annexed that.
The block there.
Here within the last year, they've annexed that. Just
that whole. That
not that whole.
40 acres there's not annexed.
No, just that one track where that 7-Eleven is, they annex.
And they're running sewer to it?
They're running sewer to it. We're serving it water.
Right. I wonder if that's large enough, probably a large enough line they can do that whole block if they need to.
No, I mean we're serving the rest of that
water, but what about
sewer? Oh, the sewer, yes sir, I think they've got a big enough sewer line there that they'll.
It goes all the way down to
Tres Rios. It goes all the way to Tres Rios, and they're planning on running it all the way over to Squaw Creek Cemetery. That corner, that sharp 90 corner right there at Squaw Creek Cemetery, they're gonna run it all the way to that point for that 100-acre tract.
How far down 67 do they go from there?
Right now.
Pollock?
Yeah, almost to Pollock. Actually, to about the golf course entrance. on the other side of the highway. They came down to about the golf course entrance, and then they went straight across that field due south, where they put that lift station in. That's as far as they are right now. But they have plans to go ahead and extend on all the way around the golf course there at the Squaw Creek Cemetery. While we're talking about it, let me go grab. I've got a drawing that I'm going to show you. We got in here a while back.
What does the N stand for? I was child. The N? Does anybody know what the variant? You know, what does the N stand for?
No violation.
No violation.
Y'all can see that very well. I think I showed y'all that. This is that's that 100-acre tract of Jimmy Goss, and that's what the plan looks like on it. Yeah, I mean, it's you can see it's a.
The golf course is on the other side. That's going east there.
Yeah. There's a golf course. There's the cemetery.
This is 200 here.
No, that's 67 there.
Oh.
And this is 200 here.
Oh, okay, yes.
So that's south. There's golf course. Golf course is back there. The old course is there, and here's that. There's that.
Yeah, here's 67, but down here.
Here's 67 down here.
What's on this here?
That's that county road between the golf course and that's that prayer park.
Okay, yeah.
But you can see they're projecting having all one third acre lots.
Look at that. That's 312 right here.
Yeah, that's 312 over there. But there, you know, and whenever they came to us in January, they asked us, this is all in the city limits, so it's not, they're not automatically our customer, but they came to us in January and asked us if we would serve that. So, you know, we were going to serve it one way or the other.
We've got a large enough supply line there too.
Yes,
all of that.
You know, we've got a 12-inch line that
12-inch
just running over there on 312, and we've got 8-inch line that runs around FM 200, and we got a 6-inch line that comes back that way. So we've got lots of water out there. We have plenty of water to serve it.
Even if it's fully developed.
Yes, sir. We got plenty of water. Yes, sir.
And how many houses is that?
That's about 320 lots. Is what they're showing. It's a little bit different deal than what we've been doing.
I'm going to change a lot of things.
It's going to change. It's going to change a lot of things. The more we look at it, you know, we'll probably have to add some staff.
It'll take a long time.
It'll take long to build out, but it'll. Sure. You know, we're not going to.
It's being put in it phases too, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, he's
I understand it's like 100 houses at a time or something.
Yeah.
Three phase.
Yeah. I haven't gone through some of those things. It just depends on how many they sell. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be short of houses because they sell them.
But yeah, that's where we're.
What do they estimate the price of those houses? You know?
No. I mean they're not high end. Houses. I think they're starter houses, but even in some of the county, they started on
150,000 maybe.
Can't be a lot of acreage with a house.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And they're just in the preliminary stages. I think they've got to make some zoning changes with the city, so they're trying to work their way through the city right now.
Who's the builder, Jimmy?
What's that?
Who is the builder?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know who he's going to use there. Next thing got on my report is the Wheeler Branch Park. You know, I think we're kind of getting back to normal on the Wheeler Branch Park. You know, so far, it looks like we're dropping a little bit. I think the corona concerns are easing up a little bit, but you know, last year in April we did $12,785. This year we're down to $7,200. Now we had a lot of rain, but you know, we had a little bit of rain last year in April as well. But
was it cooler or not? April.
Yeah. It was, and that may have something to do with it, but you know, March was a little bit lower, February was a little lower, January, you know, pretty close to the same, but we'll see. We'll know here in the next couple of months what's going to happen. We did, Kim did contact our credit card company and been trying to get some answers from them on what we could do in the way of credit cards up there. We just got a response from them on Friday, and Kim was off Friday, so we hadn't really had a chance to review it, but we'll look it over, and next time we meet, we'll visit about what we can do with the credit card. But anything we do it's going to make it more difficult, you know, than what we're doing now. But anyway, we'll look at it and we'll see what our options are over there, and report back to you at next month's meeting. We just didn't get the response in time to put it on the agenda. Next thing I've got is the quarterly investment report. Did I miss anything in there?
The CCR.
Oh, the CCR. Yeah, I think this is the time of year that we have to put out our CCR. There's a copy of it just right behind I think it was in the leaf of your folder. This is what we put out to the public that talks about, you know, what happened with our water this year. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's a pretty clean report. We didn't have any violations. THMs were under control, so we won't have much comment on that thing.
That surprises me about fluoride. I wouldn't think we would be almost zero. Show 3 points, we're still way down on the MCR.
You skipped the bank, if that's what you were looking at.
Yes, Kim said I skipped the bank report. The bank account report. I'll go back to that. Where was that at?
Right after your extensions.
Right after what?
Extensions.
Yep, there it is. I skipped our bank account statement balance. It was right after the extension list. General fund, we're at $3 million on the general fund. Got $1.2 million in our interest and sinking fund. That's sits there waiting on our September bond payment. Capital maintenance trust is at $7,155,000. Interest remaining in that thing is $355,000 interest. The total funds are $11,522,000.
And we're totally paying up on the service part?
Totally paid up. Well,
so we transferred initially 250 from that interest or something. Is that right? Like a year ago?
That's correct. In 2019.
In 2019, for the service bar, and then the rest we've paid out of our general fund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't have to take any more of it out, any more of the three some.
No, I mean whatever we, no more of it out of that.
Yeah. Great.
The remainder of it, and we've got it trimmed. We're waiting on the painter over there right now, so you know we're just right at the end of it.
The service barn is really nice. Y'all are gonna like that.
Yeah.
It's a nice facility.
But yeah, we'll finish paying for it out of this year's budget.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's all I've got.
Thank you, both of me and Jerry.
Got a motion second to adjourn. If you disagree, then stay seated.
I don't think you do. I think you're in the clear. Too friendly.
Feet dry.
No, you're good.